Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. There is some slow traffic on the 520 floating bridge, but so far this morning, things look good on westbound I-90, where, of course, the freeway shrinks to one lane because of road work. That'll go on all this week, all around the clock. That section of road saw some big backups early yesterday and may again as this week goes on. And if you're in that neighborhood, or really any traffic jam, you might be wondering, what is the proper way to merge into one open lane of traffic? We called up Travis Phelps at the State Department of Transportation. Phelps says it might seem selfish, but it is okay to drive right up to that closure and then merge in.
As you're coming towards the closure, drivers really have a couple of choices. Get into that one lane that's going to be open, or continue in those several lanes that are open and gradually merge over. And you can do both. But if you're in the right lane approaching the closure point, you're going to want to be prepared to start merging in, and those folks in the left lane are going to want to be prepared to let those folks in. There can be kind of the weird idea that goes through people's heads of like, oh, these people are cheating, they're cutting in line. Well, it actually helps traffic flow if you can let folks in. Play nice with the other person, let them in. Kind of treat traffic like a team sport. You've got to play the assist role here if you're in that HOV lane and just let the other folks in. It's going to help lessen the backups and keep traffic flowing through the work zone a little more efficiently.
Okay, it will help the traffic flow if when you are in the one lane on the left that gets through, go ahead and let people in front of you. What about if you're one of those drivers deciding, should I get in that one lane now and wait with everybody else in the long backup, or is it better for traffic flow if I go as far as I can and merge as late as possible, like one car after another, like a zipper? Does that help the flow?
It actually does help the flow. Now, again, folks sometimes think of that as cheating, but that's the way we have our traffic control set up, is to gradually merge those folks over. If you're in that right lane, it's best to follow it all the way to the end and turn your blinker on, let folks know you're going to merge in, and make sure you're letting the other drivers know, hey, I want to get in here. And those drivers in the left lane can let those folks in. That's going to help people merge in a lot more efficiently, and you're going to see that backup decrease substantially.
And make sure you wave.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you wave, play courteous. This is something we're all in together, and it's a temporary deal. So if we can play nice for 4 days, that's great.
Last question. Is this your advice just for this unusual one-lane situation, or Travis Phelps of the DOT, do you always go as far as you can and merge in at the last minute and wave?
Yeah, keep going as far as you can. If you try to merge in the middle, you've kind of created a small choke point for drivers also trying to get through. So the later you can merge in, the better. But it's always nice to give the courtesy wave and let folks know you're merging in. Try not to do the big sudden movements thing. Try not to force your way in. Just let folks know what you're doing and merge in and keeps things moving.
There you go. You're not being unethical. Travis Phelps of the Washington State DOT says so. Travis, thank you.
My pleasure.
No sudden movements, everybody. Now, this afternoon, President Obama will arrive at Boeing Field and head to some fundraisers in the Seattle neighborhood of Madrona, and then over on the east side on Hunts Point. Wherever the president goes, his motorcade goes, and the freeways close, and hopefully the president will give you the courtesy wave.